Diversity. 15 arrested in multicultural Britain after Muslim-Hindu sectarian riots. By Peter Cattell on September 21, 2022. 15 people have reportedly been arrested in the wake of sectarian riots between Muslims and Hindus in the British city of Leicester. UK law enforcement arrested 15 people on Sunday in Leicester amid ongoing sectarian violence between groups of Muslims and Hindus. Apparently sparked in the wake of a cricket match between India and Pakistan, the English city has seen gangs of Muslim and Hindu men riot in the streets, resulting in at least one Hindu religious site being vandalized and law enforcement being granted special Home Office powers to curtail the violence. According to a press release by the city's police force, law enforcement officials made over a dozen arrests on Sunday as part of an attempt to curtail what was euphemistically described as further disorder. While the police press release refrains from going into detail about the exact nature of said disorder, according to a report by The Telegraph, it involved multiple gangs of men, many of whom were masked, gathering in the city. Dispersal and stop and search powers were used to restore calm, the police press release read. The impact this disorder is having on our local communities is not acceptable, it continued. We will not tolerate violence, disorder or intimidation in Leicester, and we continue to call for calm and dialogue. Meanwhile, the High Commission of India in London has issued a brief statement condemning the violence perpetrated against the Indian community in Leicester, as well as the vandalization of premises and symbols of Hindu religion. While stories of violent mobs of Hindus and Muslims have unfortunately become commonplace on the Indian subcontinent in recent years, the clashes in Leicester represent an escalation of recent sectarian violence to further afield. Speaking on Tuesday in regards to the violence, the mayor of Leicester, one of Britain's most multicultural, claimed that issues from abroad had been imported into the city, with the official claiming that even many of those arrested in relation to the violence were not actually from the city at all. Videos have now circulated online purporting to show various clashes between Muslims and Hindus in the area, as well as gangs of Hindu and Muslim men shouting religious and sectarian slogans. Breitbart London has been unable to absolutely establish the veracity of these videos, and they are linked here for information only. One video posted by Hindustan Times and independent journalist Sunny Hundle purportedly shows Mohammed Hijab, an extremely prominent British Muslim influencer with nearly 600,000 subscribers on YouTube alone, speaking to a gang of masked men about challenging fascist Hindutva thugs on the street should they act like gangsters and come out like that again. The men, at least one of whom was wearing a full-face balaclava, proceed to chant Allahu Akbar, seemingly in response to the prominent influencer's speech. Another video posted by a journalist from The Guardian appears to show a man of Indian origin expressing concern about Muslim demographics in India, with one individual also reportedly citing the Rotherham child rape gangs as evidence that Muslims are a problem in the UK. Despite the massive tensions, the UK establishment media have been somewhat reticent to cover the riots in any real detail, with neither the BBC nor Sky News noting in their Saturday reports that the violent clashes have been between Muslim and Hindu men. Such veiled reporting has resulted in claims that UK news agencies are deliberately wording reports in such a way as to keep the general public uninformed. There are certain cases where news articles have been deliberately written so as not to inform you of things, writer Ben Sixsmith said, criticizing the BBC report in particular considering it was paid for by people's taxes. Meanwhile, former Brexit Party MEP, Martin Daubney, described what was happening in Leicester as religious anarchy, arguing that it was important to call out extremism and intolerance wherever it happens and not give any groups a free pass, sick. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.